All right, how much fat should cycle see? How much fat do you reckon is in these serves, Natasha? What do you reckon?
Well, I'm going to have to touch the donut and feel the greasiness. Yeah, it's greasy. When I touch that, my fingers are oily.
Yeah. How much fat in this donut? You reckon 20 grams?
Yeah, about that.
20? Yeah. Right, so that it's vegan, by the way, with a bakery here in Georgia.
That
South
fruit
Australia.
Roll? It's a bit less greasy, but it's still got grease. I'd say maybe about 8 to 10 grams.
Yeah, so we're talking about 30 grams of fat here, which is a lot of fat. 30 grams of fat, so that's got to be stored on your face, on your arms, on your gut, on your butt, on your thighs. So for me, being super, super lean is okay, because, you know, I'll probably be underweight to most people. So I'm trying to avoid getting too lean. We're in November here, it's November 23rd. And, yeah. So I don't want to be super lean before, you know, December, January, February, because I normally, when the rain stops, I normally get more active. And so if I'm super low body fat before I start getting more active, that's not really good. So I'm eating a bit more fat just to try and have a low body fat, but not like dry ribs. So I'll be really dry ribs probably February, March, April maybe, or summer riding around. But I don't want to be dry ribs before summer. You know, I want to be stripped before summer. I want summer to sort of strip it down over time. So that's why these fats are really good. So, you know, the fat you eat, the fat you wear. And so why this. That's good.
Is it
that's
sweet?
Fresh. Oh yeah, it's nice and sweet.
So. Yeah, so if you're in doubt, just get your fingers and rub them on the food you're going to eat or plan to eat or thought you would eat. And if it's greasy, then that's a good indicator of what you should do, depending on your goals.
Yeah, and the fat who's out of your pores. Like, if you touch your face afterwards, you notice your face is greasy. So if you're a teenager watching this, the fat's the enemy. It's going to come through you. The bloodstream, it's going to go through your top of you. This fat rises, yeah? So get into your scalp, oily face, sebum, cut the foundation off your face, cut the front of your diet, under 10 grams a day, your skin will clear up. But like Natasha's skin there, it just clears up.
Yeah, but oil,
mine did. The two things worse for your skin, for acne, oil, oil and foundation for girls.
The worst is foundation for girls, and fat's a second. Some people's skin without foundation is more sensitive to oils than others.
When I was in Malaysia, you see a lot of Muslim girls frying up food in the morning, mad acne. And I'd always tell them, man, the oil. The oil's killing your skin. Oh, no, oil's good, oil's healthy. I was like, trying to help a girl. So the fat jeans, the fat you wear, how much fat does cyclists need? Depends how lean you are. You don't be super lean going into summer, you know? If you're super lean going into summer, there's your fat reserves to keep you going. In summer, it's not good. You want to have end of summer be your leanest, not at the start.
Well, what if you eat these things during summer training so you don't become an emaciated tapeworm?
You can do that, but you also don't want to be like playing catch up, you know? You want to be like just slowly.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing the last 20 years. I never be too lean before summer, and just makes summer really good.
Yeah.
And this S-Works in the background, this Tama SO2, man, killer. Like, this bike is like, it makes you feel like insane. It makes me feel like when I ride that, I feel like doing an A-grade clip, just smashing it, or getting smashed. SL7, I don't feel like chasing a mountain biker down the flat. It's just such a big difference. So now conversely, what if you're a fat cyclist? Most cyclists are fat, and there's nothing wrong with that. People come to me for weight loss coaching, etc. So if you're a fat cyclist, you never want to eat this, ever. You go to the cafe, you get sugar and water, and you drink that, and that's zero
or
fat.
Add
sugar to the juice, yes. This is fat, you know, this fat is about 20 odd grams of fat in there. What sense does it make if you're trying to lose fat? Or if you grab your face and get a big walrus neck or get a big jab of the gut and butt, then what sense does it make eating this fat? This is fatty.
Also, another alternative is oil-free white bread with jam. Yeah. Just put that on, eat as much as you want. And for something apple, you can get a jar of applesauce. Mm. That's good too.
Yeah. The fat you eat is the fat you wear. If you're trying to lose fat, where's the logic in eating more fat? All right? If my glasses have mud on them, Well, to get more mud and put them on there, I'd use water, right? Sugar burns fat because sugar helps you get more oxygen in your body. You'd be more active, you'd do more things. It takes 3 kilos of oxygen, 3 kilos of oxygen to burn 1 kilo of fat. Well, that's still a bit joke. 1 kilo of fat, 3 kilos of oxygen, 1 kilo, Google it up. 3 kilos of oxygen, 1 kilo of fat. We breathe fat out. So if you don't have enough sugar, how can you do anything? How can you work properly? You when you don't have enough sugar, your cortisol goes up. Cortisol is a fat storing hormone. Cortisol, when cortisol's up, testosterone's down. Testosterone's a fat burning hormone. Cortisol's a fat storing hormone. You know what I mean? So your cortisol's up, T's down. T's up, cortisol's down.
And you eat this and then your fasting insulin's higher. And the higher your insulin, the bigger you are, the higher your weight.
So I try to manipulate my insulin a bit. So I'm trying to get to 90 kilos. So eating more fat can help with that. But most people aren't trying to get to 90 kilos. Most people are trying to go 90 kilos down to 60 or whatever. Especially if they're a female. Not many guys want a 90 kilo girlfriend. Just saying. Yeah. But a lot of girls want a 90 kilo boyfriend. Just saying. So, and that's okay. I don't make the rules. I'm just here to give the advice and help. Make sure you get the best information so you achieve your goals versus starving yourself, throwing up, running on stims, cortisol's up, mood shit. You don't enjoy anything. You don't enjoy sex, you don't enjoy this training, you don't enjoy life in general. And then you go on the weekend smashing alcohol and trying to raise everything from the week. What sort of life is that? You can have your cake and eat it too. If you're fat, eat low fat cake. If you're skinny, eat fatty cake. Simple.
And if you need recipes, buy my ebook.